There's a stirring in the throne room, and all creation holds its breath, waiting now to see the bridegroom, wondering how the bride will dress. And she wears white, and she knows that she's undeserving. She bears the shame of history, but this worn and weary maiden is not the bride that he sees. She wears white, head to toe, but only he could make it so. When someone dries your tears, when someone wins your heart and says you're beautiful, when you don't know you are, when all you long to see is written on his face, when love has come and finally set you free on that wedding day. Crawled through beggar's dust, but today she stands before him and she wears his righteousness. She will be who he adores. This is what he made her. Someone wins your heart and says you're beautiful, when you don't know you are, when all you long to see is written on his face, when love has come and finally set you free. In the hand that bears the only scars, in heaven touch her face,
in the last tear she'll ever cry, I'll finally wind away, and the clouds roll back as he takes her hand and walks her through the gates. Forever we will reign.
When someone dries your tears, when someone wins your heart and says you're beautiful, when you don't know, when all you long to see is written on his face, when love has come and finally set you free on that wedding day, on that wedding day.
Let's all stand. And who are these handsome young men? who has given away Tammy Baca to Angel Hernandez. You may place her hand with Angel. Come forth. First of all, I want to welcome and thank God for each and every one of you. We want to thank God for the Hernandez family, for the Baca family, for all the friends and family that have gathered together this day, for this is going to be a glorious day. And we thank and praise God that you have come together in the unity of the faith to join in this wonderful wedding celebration of Angel and Tammy. And so allow me to go before the throne room of grace, and let's all bow our hearts and our heads together and allow me to pray as we open up this beautiful ceremony. Oh, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we are gathered together on this glorious day as Angel Hernandez and Tammy Baca has chosen to become one flesh in Christ Jesus. Not only is there a cloud of witnesses gathered here in their presence, but the host of heaven is also looking on in. Our prayer is that this holy union between Angel, Tammy, and Christ Jesus will glorify God and that godly fruit will be produced from their lives. I pray that their home will be sanctified, set apart for God's use, where the word of God will be taught and their whole family will continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Bless now this holy ceremony in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
You all may be seated. When two come together and decide that God has ordained their union, we must always go to the scripture. We must always go to see where God has ordained marriage, for it's an institution that God, before the foundation of the world, had created for mankind. And we find this in the very beginning, in the first book of Genesis. In Genesis 2:18, it says, then the Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. Brother, you're not going to be alone anymore after this night. I will make a helper who is just right for him. And you're holding that helper right now. Amen. So the Lord God formed from the ground all the wild animals and all the birds and all the skies. He brought them to man to see how he would call them, and the man chose a name for each one. He gave names to all the livestock and all the birds of the sky and all the wild animals, but still there was no helper right for him. So the Lord God caused man to fall into a deep sleep. And while the man slept, the Lord God took out of the man's ribs He took from the man's ribs. That's pretty incredible, isn't it? And brought her to the man. At last, the man explained, this is bone for my bone and flesh for my flesh. She will be called woman. And I could imagine when Adam saw Eve for the first time, he said, whoa, man. And so because she was taken from man, this explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. And so we see in scripture in the beginning, in Genesis, this is where God had instituted the marriage partnership. And then Jesus spoke these words in Matthew. He said to them, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female and said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife and the two shall become one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. So God is joining together this union in holy matrimony. And it's our jobs as friends and family to always continue to pray for them. Can I get an amen? Amen. That yes, they too can have a wonderful marriage life. And we thank and praise God. Now, the Word of God exhorts the man, the husband. And so, angel, here's a charge to you from the Word of God. And when I mean a charge, meaning this is what God now expects of you as a husband, a father, a brother. But in the book of Ephesians, it says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing and the water of the word. That is your responsibility now, to wash her, to cleanse her, to continue to instill godliness and holiness and sanctification, and to love her unconditionally. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. And then in 1 Peter, you are exhorted to, and above all things, have fervent love one for another. For love will cover a multitude of sins. From this day on, you will look at Sister Tammy as a flower from God's garden, and he's presenting it to you right now. You are to nurture her. You are to bless her. You are to see no sin, for God has covered her sin. Amen. You are to raise her up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. This is your exhortation from the Word of God, that you'll be the man of God that God has called you before the foundation of the world. He knew this day would come, and today is the day. And then it says, be hospitable with one another without grumbling, as each one has received a gift. Minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So that is your exhortation for you, Brother Angel. Now, Sister Tammy, you don't get off the hook yet. This is an exhortation to you, Sister Tammy, from God's word. It's also found in Ephesians. It says, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. This day you are honoring God. You are believing what the scriptures say. And I'm going to share one more with you. It's found in Proverbs 31. Who can find a virtuous wife? Who can? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. This is the charge given to you by God, that you will love this man. You will always bring him good and never evil. And God will honor your marriage. He will bless your marriage. And God's going to do wonderful and awesome things in your ministry as husband and wife. So, at this time, I want you to turn to and look to one another. And we're going to have personal vows spoken first, Angel to Tammy, and then Tammy to Angel.
Tammy? Tammy, today is a very special day for us that I always remember on our wedding day. I believe God put us together for his purpose and plan to be used by God and as a married couple for his kingdom. I also believe God has perfectly picked you from his rose garden for me as my beautiful wife. Tammy, I promise to you that I will be loyal to you. I will provide for you, take care of you, and be the best husband I can, no matter how hard life can get as a married couple. Tammy, you are my best friend, my soulmate, my beautiful wife. As long as we keep God in first in our marriage, we will have a blessed and happy marriage forever. Tammy, you're everything to me. Can't wait to spend my whole life with you forever. I love you.
Amen. You guys can clap on that one. And let me just say this. When you write a book, this is for real. This is the real deal right here. Sister.
Angel, I'm so glad that God made me stop and take a second look at my friend. I thank you for waiting on me to truly hear the Lord's voice and to see you for the man of God you truly are. I love the way you make me laugh and the way you wipe away my tears on a bad day. And the way you point me to the cross. I thank you for accepting me with all my flaws. And for those reasons, I promise that I will love you. I will follow you wherever the Lord leads us. When you are weak, I will cover you with prayer and shower you with God's promises of the mighty word of God. I pray that I will be that woman of God you have been praying for. My desire is to be your Proverbs 31 woman. And with the help of the Lord, I will be that. Babe, our future is endless on what God can do with us. I am truly so excited to see what God is going to do with this woman of prayer and the mighty man of God you are. Wow. I can't even imagine what God has lined up for us. As long as we keep our eyes on him, we can do anything. So let's get ready for the ride of our lives. And babe, there's no one on this earth I want to do that with. I love you.
Both turn toward.
And now we're going to have the ceremony of the lighting of candles.
over again. I try to tell myself that we can never be more than friends. And all the while of knowing it was real, the way you make me feel. Sweeter love grows, and heaven's there for the host who fools the drift of time. With the hearts of love, they find true love in a special way.
Amen. Let's give a round of applause. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful. By the way, that was Joshua Herrera on the keys. And my own niece, Gianna Sullivan. And now at this time, this will be Angel and Tammy serving one another in communion. And so, when Jesus gathered his disciples the night before the Passover feast, he said that there will be a new covenant, and it would be through his blood. And so, as we have entered in these past 2,000 years, we are now in the new covenant by the saving shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so in 1 Corinthians 11:24, Jesus had given thanks. He broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do often as you drink it in remembrance of me, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." You may partake. And at this time, I'm going to ask those who were asked to come up, stand behind them, and we're going to lay hands on them and pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, thank you for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice and are glad in it. And Father, these precious hands that are laid now upon Angel and Tammy, we're here to bring you praise, glory, and honor. They are a witness to us what you have done in their hearts, that they've decided to share their love to one another until we see you, Lord Jesus, come again. Father, we pray, Lord, for this union to be holy and to be sanctified, to be set apart. Lord, we pray, God, Lord, that you would bless their coming and their going. Father, we ask, Lord, that angels will be encamped around their home. Lord, that the anointing of God, the power of God, the presence of God will rule and reign in their home and in their lives. And Lord, that they would be a witness unto you that two can live sanctified and holy in the culture that we live in today. That this man, this woman has said, yes, God, as they unite together in the unity of the faith, that you would use them mightily for your ministry, for your purpose, oh God. Lord, that their fruit that would come from the Holy Spirit, Lord, would be bountiful. And Lord, that many would come into the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ by their witness and by their walk with you, oh God. Father, we pray, Lord, for well-being. We pray for wealth and good health, oh God, and for many, many years to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. So Father, we ask, Lord, that you would bless them now as we continue in this ceremony. Lord, that you would be glorified, that you would be magnified, that you would be high and lifted up. And when it's all said and done this day, let us all be mindful to give you praise, glory, and honor, for it all belongs to you. We speak these blessings over them in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give God a shout and praise and glory. Now we come to the meat and potatoes of the ceremony. And so, I want you to turn and look to one another. We're going to conduct the marriage vows, and then we will conclude with the ring vows. And so, Angel, I want you to repeat this after me. In the name of the Father,
in the name of the Father,
the
Son,
and the Holy Spirit,
and the Holy Spirit,
I, Angel Hernandez, take you, Tammy Baca,
to be my wife,
to have and to hold,
from this day forward,
for better,
for worse,
for richer,
for poor,
in sickness,
and in health.
To love,
and to cherish,
until we are departed. This is my solemn vow,
and covenant,
to you,
and God.
Tammy, repeat this after me. In the name of the Father,
the Son,
and the Holy Spirit,
I, Tammy Baca,
take you, Angel Hernandez,
to be my husband,
to have and to hold. From this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poor, in sickness,
and in health,
to love,
and to cherish,
until we are parted
by death.
This is my solemn vow, and covenant,
to you,
and God. Amen, amen, amen.
way she does is wicked.
Angel, as you place the ring upon the finger of Tammy, speak to her these vows.
Go ahead.
With this ring, Be thou consecrated
unto me
as my wife
according to the laws of God.
This ring
is a symbol
of my vow
and covenant
with you
and to God
and with all that I am
and all that I have
I honor you
in the name of the Father
and of the Son
and of the Holy Spirit
in Jesus' name. So Tammy, as you place the ring upon the finger of Angel, speak to him these vows. With this ring, be thou consecrated unto me as my husband, according to the laws of God. This ring is a symbol of my vow and covenant with you and to God. With all that I am and all that I have, I honor you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. Drum roll.
Hold on, getting there. Patience. Don't have one, sorry about that.
Okay, that's okay. Because each and every one of you start hitting your knees.
Well.
Hit your knees. And now, by the power vested in me by the state of California and as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I now pronounce you husband and wife. Angel, you may kiss your bride, Tammy. I got to see.
Can you both turn?
Ladies and gentlemen, I now pronounce to you Mr. and Mrs. Angel and Tammy Hernandez.
Hold on.
From this moment.